they always talk of the shock of the jungle. It's not only how do you cope physically, it's how do you cope mentally.
Okay, let's find a way down this runny pit. Take it easy on this one. Slippery as hell. Doesn't get a lot easier this side either. I reckon that if I get down to that ledge, you see that? I might well be able to downside from there. I need some sort of good strong drive to get across that. Yeah, it's getting to jungle.
The jungle is full of resources. What I need is a branch or trunk strong enough to take my weight over that drop.
What a really good point on this. Try and wedge it in one of the cracks down there.
I'm aiming to use the trunk as a jungle version of a fireman's pole, which I can use to climb down onto the next ledge.
Okay, that's quite nice. That's wedged in here as well. Well, that's pretty good, I reckon.
The trick is to try and avoid that white water running underfoot. It's deceptively powerful. One touch can sweep you away. Climbing down wet rock is often more risky than climbing up, especially if you pass the point of no return.
Like a pole gun. I'm quite committed now on this. Actually, you see that log? Just in the white water, straight down here. Might well be able to try and shimmy down that. Okay, you stay here.